That means y'all can call in.
Radio.
I mean, y'all can call in and hit one. Do y'all think this nigga should be saying some shit to Kev Gill or what? Talk to me, y'all. Do you think the nigga pussy? Do you think the nigga shared some intimate shit with Kev Gill that he didn't share with nobody else, and he afraid that if he get to talking shit to Kev, Kev gonna bring that intimate shit out? Phone number 646-787-1595. You got 35 minutes, 25 live, where you can call in. If you don't call in before 25 minutes, you will not be heard. But if you want to share your thoughts and views on shit, 646-787-1595. Just call on in and talk to your boy Israel Doctor. I'm over here laughing my ass off, having a good time. Believe me, all y'all got to do is two of y'all send me $20 a piece, and then I'll be able to go get me some Hennessy next month when they send that ass in. Next time, I turn the camera on, and I thank y'all for your donations and that Hennessy lick. Now, see, I'm asking y'all to send, two people send $20 a piece. Nah, don't put it in the super chat, though, because I don't know. Niggas be saying they take 30% of the super chat. Hit the PayPal with the $20. And $20 will get me some Hennessy down here. I know exactly where to go. It's like 22 and some change. Remember, in the South, shit a lot cheaper than up North. I ain't even bullshitting. I go get the Hennessy, put it right on camera, and shit, we'll have a toast. Toast to a son camel bitch ass. But now, y'all. Oh, well. See, me, it don't matter. Stand both sides of the game. If they take 30% and they make the money off of me, you know what they going to do? They going to start letting me get more views and make more money so they can take 30% of whatever y'all send me and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, them niggas be sending him hundreds of dollars. Shit, that's 30 for us. Send him in 70. You know what I'm saying? I ain't a man or nothing. I'm a man that was born of a man and a woman. That's all I am. I ain't never claimed to be a man or nothing else. Don't y'all be putting titles on me. Lex Vortex called me a goddamn prophet the other day. Somebody else called me a man of God. Somebody else want to call me a preacher and a teacher. Maybe I might be all of those things, but I ain't never claimed them. So don't be trying to put it on me. Don't be trying to put titles on me. So you can box me in. If I didn't put myself in the box, I would appreciate it if y'all keep me out the box. Now I'm going to go over here and look at this thing because I ain't seen nobody call yet. 646-787-1595. The shit work. Call, y'all. iMovie open up. What the hell that doing open up? Did I hit that? God damn it, somebody call me and say hello. Don't make me feel bad for opening up the phone line. Shit, just call and say peace, what's up? Damn. That's why people be making all them foul shows, making people mad and hot and stuff so they can get calls and views and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they make up shows and talk about stuff to make y'all mad and stuff. See, you would figure her son, supporters will be calling in, but shit, his supporting cast getting very, very low. Ain't got too many supporters. People want to take up for him a little bit and be like, leave her son alone. But then they like, man, that nigga Israel Doctor be talking some real shit. That nigga sound real fucked up now. Damn. I sit there and listen to all that shit and then realize that that's how fucked up it was. So his supporters, they falling short. Please don't let this be Michael Elwesili. Peace.
Peace. What's up, man? Peace.
It's
not Michael Elwes, man.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, shit.
Look, man, I had to call in and show you some support, man. You've been going in. I'm just catching up. I'm a little behind on you, but I like what you're doing in the matter of sense of speaking on stuff because too many people let it slide. You know, he's been saying some foul stuff, and nobody's addressed it. And I can appreciate you for actually saying something to him, man.
Yeah, I'm a little foul with it, but, yeah, man, I mean, if other people would address it, I would get off of it. But if ain't nobody else going to address it, as he said, I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. I got y'all. Don't worry.
Hey, it's nothing, man. I think that in the case of him not saying something, there's something behind that. If they're not best friends, then he shares something that he doesn't want to be exposed. I think that's a fair, reasonable thought behind him not saying nothing to him.
Yeah. Yeah,
Kev Gills has been involved in a lot of stuff, and a lot of people have said stuff to him. If Hassan is as real as he says he is, he says something to Tommy. Why wouldn't he say something to Kev Gills?
Yeah, like I say, he want to dig my mother up and shit on the grave, kick Sinetta wife in the ass, Tawana Allen's a bitch and all of that shit. He even called the other sister to be in the chat a bitch and everything for being over here in my chat. And he don't say shit to Kev Rowe. Kev Gill must be sitting down on this motherfucker. But you know how it is, man. It's just like in the Boule and frats and shit. Niggas be having certain shit on niggas, you know. You see Kev popped up with a picture of Tommy. I never seen a picture, but, you know, that nigga had a picture of Tommy. Nigga be coming up with shit. He might have a picture of her son or some shit. Her son's scared. He got something on his ass.
Let me say this. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm trying to provoke a fight between Kev Gill and her son Campbell. You ain't even got to say the shit. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Right? I'm going to make that nigga either fight Kev Gill or shut the fuck up and have people looking at him like he a bitch if he keep his mouth shut. Either way it go, he can't get out of it. But go ahead, brother. My bad.
Nah, you all right? You all right? You good to go, man? It's just he was quick to link up with Tyron Moore, aka Mr. True Freeman. My thing is, I don't know how he got to that point of hooking up with him, but he won't say nothing to Kevin. If they got a problem, it needs to be handled. It needs to be said real quick.
Yeah. Nah, he said, you know, he violated his intimacy, but he ain't got nothing to say.
Shows you how quick people followed up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Look, man, you keep doing what you're doing, man. You said it again?
Either way it go, he look bad. If he say something to him, then it's like, oh, nigga, Israel Doctrine made you say something. If he don't say nothing, it's going to be like, Israel Doctrine showed you to be a bitch and you afraid of Kev. Either way it go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. In most cases, people could try to save face. I don't know if he could save face in this case. And it looked like Kev want to talk to you, man. It looked like Kev trying to get on the line.
Yeah, you know, Kev wants some of this celebrity shit over here. You know, he on her son. He be wanting the spotlight and shit, man. I ain't got no spotlight, man. I just looked up and got 77 people in the room. I don't have no, you know. Yeah, really, I was suspecting four people. I wasn't expecting no 77. Nigga, if you want to talk, call in. You see the number? I done called into your show. Don't bitch up on me. You know I ain't her son. I get at your motherfucking ass.
Look, man, I'm going to clear the line so we can give him a chance to call in. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. That's how I was able to run across you, man. You're doing something right.
All right, appreciate you, bro.
All right, now, peace.
Peace. 929, peace, how you doing?
Peace. Peace, Israel Dockman. I just, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm just calling in just to, you know, I think at this point everybody needs to end all these beefs, you know, and focus on what happened to that boy, you know, because it's very serious. It's not even a joking matter anymore, and we need to focus on what's going on, especially when it comes to someone being, well, I can't say it for sure, but I mean, I'm thinking about it. Maybe something did happen to the guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I just called in just to say that, you know?
9 out of 10, something happened to that boy. What happened to that boy?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. But I have another call right now, so I just wanted to let you know, we're ending 2017.
You my
Hello?
Sister from Boston. You my sister from Boston. Don't say your name.
I'm your sister from where?
Boston.
No, this is Munchie. This is I'm not from Boston.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know. You sound like a sister out no from Boston. So, but yeah, okay.
Oh no, I'm not from Boston. But yeah, let me go because I have another call. But I just wanted to let you know, just give some insight on that. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Kev Dizzle, what's up, my niggas? My Mizzle? Call in. Everybody got choices. Do you call in? Yep. Or do you not call in? Nope. Which one? Which one, Kevin? Everybody got choices. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we're going to play some E-40. We ain't even worried about no ass sent with this, baby. We sitting up here chilling tonight, baby. You know what I'm saying? Kev Gill in the room and shit. We going to honor that nigga with some West Coast shit, nigga. Cali Love, throw up the dubs, nigga. West Side Riders. Must be something about that West Side. Got that New York nigga, that East Coast nigga bitching up. He don't even want to sound nothing. Son, you gonna get it, Kevin? Nope. Didn't he violate your intimacy? Yep. Everybody got choices. We going back to the first shit I played when I tried to tell that nigga about Kel Gizzle. Nope. Yep. Nope. Polite gold shoes. You can see walking. California talk, narc. Hey, Kev, call in, man. Don't be a narc. Don't be a, you know what I'm saying? I didn't call you primo and shit, nigga. You ought to call in here and have something to say. You ought to have something to say, Kev. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I know secretly behind the scenes, you got love for a nigga and shit. You try to pull all my moves. You even went over there fucking with Sidnetta thinking it's cool. But see, when I told niggas if I want to go over to Sidnetta to get some views, I'm going over to Sidnetta. You ain't tell niggas that. You all behind the scenes, you know, talking to the nigga, showing him love, dissing her son and shit. He acting like a bitch, don't want to say nothing to you about it and shit, nigga. Come over here and tell us some of that intimate shit that y'all had going on. Nope. Should you? Yep. You know what I'm saying? Come on, nigga, we just having fun. This shit ain't serious, man. This shit is YouTube, man. The fuck you scared to call into my show for? Scared a son gonna get at your ass if you call into the show, boy. That nigga scared. Nah, he scared. If I call into that nigga's show, a son gonna get mad and then I'm gonna have to deal with that nigga. Boy, y'all niggas is pussy, boy. I tell you what. Since you so pussy, you have a show. Go turn your show on, nigga. And I'm going to call into your show. I got my Skype up. I'm going to call into your show. It'll be a, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, it's 6 o'clock out there in Cali. It's 6:23. What the fuck you talking about? You ain't getting out of bed. Nigga, the goddamn sun ain't even down yet out there where you at. And you in bed? What, you watching the Raiders and the Cowboys? Nigga, you just scared of son, big bad of son, gonna be wanting to dig some of your dead up or kick your wife in the ass and do some shit on you. You scared, nigga. You're a coward, nigga. I'm calling you out, Kev Gills. Quit playing in my goddamn chat. You're going to block your ass. You're going to have shit to say over here. If you don't call into the show, you don't get to talk. Putting your ass on timeout right now. Talk, nigga. You want to be seen or something? Nigga, you call into the goddamn show outside of that, nigga. Sit your ass up in the bed with your goddamn lazy ass. You scared of her son, nigga. Last I know we was cool. What's the problem? I ain't got no problem with you, nigga. Shit, I ain't got no problem with you. I just called you out on your bullshit, nigga. We want to know why you told that nigga to get the money. And if I didn't give him sound advice when I told that nigga to create the organizations, what do you think, Kev? I know you're on timeout, so call the number. Somebody please put the number. I'm like her son. I can't remember my number. Could somebody put my number in there? You know, I ain't on my computer. But watching the sun is like watching Saturday Night Live. Every day is Saturday Night Live. That shit is 50 Central. There you go, Kel. 646-787-1595. Or is that a troll page? That ain't Kev Gill. That's a troll page. They trying to get that. They trying to set that nigga up. Let's see if that's really his page. Shit, I wouldn't know because he got so much, all his shit somewhat new. People took down his shit. I don't know. He got a, ain't no views on this motherfucker, but oh, there it is. There go some videos and shit. I guess this is Kel Gill. It's the real McCoy. It's the real Gills. That nigga scared to call in though, boy. You know his son gonna get his ass. And you better not call him now. He probably texting his ass now. Nigga, I ain't saying shit, but if you call into that show, nigga, it's on. It's on, my nigga. You get fuck around, get Carl some juice tonight if you want to by calling into that show, nigga. I'm strong in Cali too, nigga. I'm strong in Cali too, nigga. I done bodyguard game and all them niggas. I had them niggas at your house, nigga. On the strength of my bodyguard, Zulu Zulu Warriors, nigga. I had that nigga at your crib, nigga. Nigga, I'm friends with Queen Flip and shit. That's why I said all that shit on his dough, on his show to get him some hits and shit, nigga. Queen Flip is friends with Ray J, nigga. I had Ray J at your goddamn dough, nigga. Remember my bodyguard, all these niggas, nigga. I got a photo op with all these niggas. I know them all, nigga. Zulu Warriors, nigga. We'll get at your ass. Nah, people, we ain't forgot about the what happened to that boy movement. But see, the thing is, as he said about Bam, you got to tell everybody Bam a pedophile before you kill him. That's what he told me. So before you get him on to what happened to that boy, which we on that movement, you have to show how much a fraud he is and how much he lying shit and how much that boy life may have been in danger. And the Zulus, this nigga may have touched them. So we got 4 minutes, and I might as well stop, because if you ain't on this phone line in 4 minutes, you ain't going to be able to call in. Kev Gills, you disappointed me, man. I'm going to make your name hot tonight, though. You see it's in the title. I'm going to keep calling it. Nigga, you getting publicity tonight. But you a hoe-ass nigga because you could have called in here and set the show off and made sure more people came and watched the video and all that shit, nigga. Don't you want to piss Tummy off? Tummy mad at me right now. See, if you call in and would have made the show hot, nigga, then even Tummy would have been mad. But, hey, what did E-40 say?
Got some like a brawl? Nope. Chick a bitch like a snarl? Yep. Slipping? Nope. Tripping? Yep. Sober as a gopher? Nope. Higher than a roller coaster? Yep. Star Wars? Nope. Yoda? Yep. Never leave the house without my strap? Nope. Shoot a motherfucker in his nap? Yep. Never been a sucker all pussy? Nope. Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie? Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this breed.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I like that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no. I'm saying get money. Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no. I'm saying get money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no. I'm saying get money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no. I'm saying get money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
No.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yeah.
Was it right?
No.
Was her pussy tight?
Yeah.
Got some property?
No.
Drive a Maserati?
Yeah.
You softer than a sock?
No.
You solid as a rock?
Yeah.
Slow?
No.
Train to...
Hold up, we got a caller, y'all. We got a 424 at the door. You already know. 424, what it do?
Oh, this is the original Kev Gills Fraud Department. What that shit do, man? I heard you wanted me to stop by, pull up on you. Heard you had some questions for me over here at Israel Doctrine Reloaded. What's going on over here?
Oh, man, you a man, man. We reminiscing back to the days when the son came to you for that money advice, man. Why to get this YouTube money, man? And you told him, hey, get the money, nigga.
I never said no words like get the money, nigga. I don't even talk like that, bro. So what's the question you got for me, brother? What's the question you got for me?
Let me. What you tell him, then? I don't want to be out here, you know, falsifying what you told him or whatever. So how did you explain to him the process of, you know, getting the donations or whatever it is that, you know, you told him?
Oh, he didn't tell you none of that.
Nah, he didn't get that intimate with me. You know, I don't get too intimate with niggas.
Okay, then it ain't your motherfucking business then. I guess that ain't your motherfucking business. You just a nosy nigga or something.
Hey, however you told him at the end of the day, he said you the one that told him to get the money. Was he lying?
I never said get no money. I ain't never said that in my life. Get the money.
I don't know.
Listen, man. If you're gonna be YouTube media, you know this. You've been on YouTube for years. Then you, every word is in context. So just make sure you word your words properly, sir, when you speak to especially somebody with a reputable name like myself. Thank you. That's all I can ask of you.
At the end of the
keep
day,
keep it in context. Remember,
at the end of the day, we would get the audio. If I got to get the audio, I mean, people would want to hear the audio now.
No, I'm on the phone now. So what is your question? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, let me ask you the next question then. Do you think it was proper for me to tell him to start an organization?
What do you mean, start an organization? What do you mean?
He said he's an advocate against pedophilia and abuse of children in any kind of manner, I guess, any abuse. That if he started an organization for that, that would have been better than him trying to get personal donations and different stuff. That if he was advocating for children, he would have been $1 million nigga instead of
so your question to me is do I think you was wrong for telling him that?
Yeah, pretty much. Was I wrong? Was I right? Was that insightful? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea. I mean, that's one of the things that I said. I didn't say get the money. I said exactly that, you know. A nonprofit or something like that and grow. You know what I'm saying? And then get the small money down there. You know what I'm saying? Well, we had that small change. You know, start a little nonprofit if that's what you're in for. You start, you do that. You make it happen.
Yeah. You believe
for yourself and for the people that's around you, huh?
Yeah, he would have been in a good position now with all these different people coming out talking about this stuff, and he had an organization to help those people.
Yeah, I don't think that opportunity has passed him or nothing like that. That's this stuff is always going on as a man. I don't know if that's what he's doing now. I mean, more than likely, that's, you know, he's probably working towards that. That's what we're all doing in media. So, you know, sometimes you got to give a brother a chance to make it happen. I mean, we all come from where we come from. If there's a time frame placed on him.
You don't think his profile now with digging people mothers up and shitting on their grave and kicking wives in the ass and talking about
is that personal beef?
No, this is actual fact that he said these things. So that's a it's
so
public
your question,
record.
So your question to me as Fraud Department and Justice Bureau of the Community, what is the question that
the
you
question
are
his profile now. When he first came out, he had no scars, no battle wounds, no nothing. Now he has battle wounds. He even stayed down for domestic violence. He said he'll choke a bitch, whoop their ass like they're a man and shit. And he said a lot
of
shit.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that.
Well, I'm
alive. I ain't never heard it.
And then he even went over there with True Freeman, who said he want 10 white men to rape Tommy daughter and kill her. Did she get hit
I've
by
I've never
Mac?
Heard that before. See, that's the thing about me, Israel. I know True Freeman, they say some reckless shit over there, but I've never heard that. I've never gotten an email or never even seen that, bro.
Oh. Well, you know you're in the media and shit. It seems as if you avoiding these type of things. Don't worry. I will personally send you the information. I'm gonna make sure that I have that audio of him saying to you what he said when he said you got conscious speculation in your chat room and he called a scam alert on. I mean, it's still out there floating around. I just didn't take the time.
You said a scam alert on me?
No, when conscious speculation called a scam alert on her son, and then conscious speculation was in your chat. He called in and he told you that, hey, that bitch nigga conscious speculation, I'm paraphrasing. And then he said, I didn't ask for no money until you told me or whatever. So that conversation is out there. I'm gonna find it and then I'm gonna play it to the people and see what they think about it. You know, you got an opportunity now if you can remember what went on to kind of explain it.
The situation between what?
Come on, Kel. You know what I'm saying? You're making yourself look bad, man. You're a lot smarter than this, man. You're a lot quicker than this and everything. stuff, and it seemed as if you just.
I mean,
I
mean, if you're going to send me the, I mean, I can't. I've never seen it. You said you were going to send me some information if I've never seen
it. It was two okay. conversations going on. I kept trying to talk to you about the time that her son called in, talked about conscious speculation.
Oh, the conscious speculation.
Well, I never asked about money until me and you talked, and you said, you know what I'm saying, get the money, basically. That's what he said. I damn near can quote him verbatim, but I would. And so
No.
He didn't ask.
That's crazy because I've never said. I pretty much just kept it real. Like this is, you know, you got a great angle, and if done right, you know, the right way, then this will be the approach.
Told him to start an organization. I told him to start an organization. Well, why are you taking silly ass out there and then start an organization and ask for money because he might have to get a lawyer and he might have to move, though he got so many houses? Why he do
that? It takes a lot of shit to start an organization, something like that, and a lot of people don't have any background in nothing like that. So knowledge is key. Time is always essential. You don't want to rush to anything. Then what he's doing is always there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's overstayed his welcome or nothing like that. I mean that subject is there. He's a pretty strong advocate towards that child predator shit. So, you know, just giving it time. That's it.
Okay, if you say so. When you gonna have him over again? When y'all gonna talk about it? I love to hear y'all talk. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, bro. You call me, bro. And you wanted to talk to me, bro. I mean, you wanted me to call in, so I'm here live on the air. I'm ready to get it in. You feel me? I'm ready to get it in. I got out the bed.
Getting it in.
I live my blood.
Our relationship. If the nigga don't come over, he ain't attacking you, so you have no reason to be mad at him.
Listen. How? I mean, I don't understand why. Why you would want to know when I'm going to have Hassan Campbell on my show. I don't see the importance in you know that.
I mean, if you tell the audience now that you're going to have him over there on Wednesday, then the word's going to get out, and it's going to be all week they're going to be talking and say, hell, you're going to have a son over there Wednesday. Nigga, it only helps you.
I haven't even been talking about none of y'all niggas. I've been on some other shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been talking about you. I ain't worried about none of this shit. I'm doing something totally different. My fraud department back open. You know, internal affairs about to be able to live stream in another week. I got one on one with Kev Gill. Just got monetized. That's where that's at.
I want to put a case in that Hassan Campbell been frauding the community. Are you taking them cases now? Are you taking cases now? I'd like to file a case against Hassan Campbell. He's a fraud.
The fraud department take cases. We are open 364 days a year. We take cases all year, and all cases are welcome at the fraud department. You should know that.
Okay, well, I'm putting the case in for Hassan Campbell being a fraud.
Okay, so put the case in. What type of information do you have that Hassan Campbell is a fraud? Talk to me.
That he did.
You know what? Why don't I just turn on the fraud department and bring you on the show so we can get you some time, maybe give Hassan Campbell some time to respond, you know, do it real professional.
Yeah, well, my battery died now. You know, I had to sit outside and I ain't bought one of them big orange ass suspension cords to juice my shit up. You know, I stand outside and do my stuff. He's out here. I can see the moon and everything. So when
give me a brief. We can do that first thing in the morning, Kev Gill, Israel Doctor. First thing in the morning. You know me, man.
Okay, I mean that's cool. Set it up. I have no problem coming.
You always got a strong place over here. You know, whatever we do, you can always come on the show. You never disrespected me in a way where it was that fucking crazy. But yeah, I mean, if you turn it in paperwork on Hassan Campbell for what? I mean, what's the fraud? Give me an outline or something. Give me something.
Well, we're going to go to the fraud department. I'm going to tell you what the case is. And if I got a fucked up case and I'm frauding the people, you can say, well, nigga, you a fraud. And you brought a fraud-ass case to the fraud department. Now, how you like that one? What about that one?
Well, I mean, most of the time, before the subject matters even get to the fraud department, they get screened. So I'm trying to see what do you have.
Well,
give me an outline of what type of fraud are you alleging here.
Quick thing right quick. He claimed that he an advocate against abused children and pedophile and stuff like that. And he also...
Okay, let me write this down. Claims he's an advocate for abused children. And you're saying he's not.
No, I'm just giving you this. I'm not... We're not going through that. You just want to know what I'm saying, so let me just give it to you. Write it down. Well, you can go back and take the show, write it down. Let me run it off, and then you can get it from the show.
I want to have something to feed my viewers before you get over here. I want you to just entrench them in a bunch of...
He also claimed that...
You know, Salima Bell nonsense, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
Well, hold up, because we just got a little time. So he also claimed that if Afrika Bambaataa doing any pederast or anything, that it's not snitching, he could go to the police and tell the police about his pedophilia and stuff. So with this... Boy, they stabbed him on April the 1st. So he didn't go to the police once Bambaataa gave him the picture. Nor did he tell the police or whatever that Bambaataa put a hit out to kill the boy. So he's a fraud in the sense that he's saying he's the advocate for millions of children and stuff. And he didn't even try to help this young man with the fact that Bambaataa molested him. He knew who he was, had the picture, spoke to his brother, and... that Bambaataa was trying to kill him, was stabbing him, and trying to get revenge. So if he's not doing that, he's not really an advocate, because that would have been the first case he should have took.
I mean, that's judging. I mean, you would have to know. I mean, what you're doing is speculating. I mean, you would have to be there to know what the terms that he didn't help him were. You know, you would have to. About their relationship and how do you know he didn't help that? I mean, that's easily counter-argued.
If you tell me if a dog shit on my lawn, I go tell the police, that's not snitching, and a dog comes shit on my lawn, why wouldn't I go tell the police or tell the animal control so they can get this dog that keep come shit on my lawn?
Okay, so I have to revert back to a street mentality. Okay. So what you want to do is, you're telling me that if this was the case, he would have told on that situation back when that happened, why he coming out now.
Right.
That's
right,
where you're going with this, right? Okay.
He had no problem dealing with that. That's why I started the what happened to that boy campaign, because he said Bambaataa put a hit out on him. You know, I was talking to a brother the other day by the name of Uncle Nick, and he was like, well, what if he got paid off? I said, well, Hassan said Bambaataa put a hit out on him. He didn't put a payoff, like, huh, here go $50,000, go find him and tell him take this $50 and shut up. He said, nah, when you see the nigga, wet the nigga. You from the West. You know what a wet T-shirt and wet niggas up is all about. Hit a nigga up.
I've been out of the street for some time. Elaborate, please.
Well, you might have been out of the street, but shit, you know what a wet T-shirt context.
Only in Atlanta, baby boy. Only in Atlanta.
Only in Atlanta. What, the new gay capital?
Yeah, you know. Well, you know when the Freaknik and shit used to go on. Come on, man. I'm an 80s baby, man. I'm not in 2018. Let's go, man. Speed this up.
Oh, you talking about the Freaknik.
You know what we heard when we were kids? I mean, I'm from L.A. That's just what we heard. It was popping. But, you know, it was okay. Let's go. Okay, so I'm typing all of this in now, so I just want to have you prepared for the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to have audio in there. I'm going to have audio. I'm going to go to Queen's Flip. I'm going to get that audio. I'm going to go to other spots and where he said, yeah, when it deals with pedophilia, it's not snitching. So he don't care about no street cred and shit. So when Bam Bada,
so you kind of want to hold his feet to the flame regarding this one situation. What else you got over there, buddy?
You know, if you the fraud department, as you know, in the justice system, they say anything you say will and can be used against you. In this case, in the court of opinion, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be used against you in this court. Don't make judgments based off of what he said, not what I said, because when I stated something earlier, you were saying I didn't say it in a proper manner. I think they just
kicked our ass. Correct. I'm following you.